life and future. Elderly people. When you hear these words, what impression do you have? Some people might say, well, I don't know, because I don't interact with elderly people often. Today, I want to talk to you about how I think and feel. I have a grandmother, and she taught me a lot of things. For example, she shared many pearls of wisdom with me about cooking, the home, and social life. And she supports me in my studies at school. My grandmother has a cheerful personality and always makes me smile. Now, my grandmother is hospitalized because of cancer. She was cured by the treatment, but sadly, some people in the world are not. There are also people who are currently living in a hospital or facility because of the coronavirus epidemic, and they're not able to meet their families. How can we go about our daily lives without thinking about this problem? Is there nothing we can do? If the birth rate stays low with the aging population, won't the communication gap between the old and young become large? Won't the age of this country's nuclear family decrease? I think it's important for the young and elderly generations to communicate with each other. Elderly people enter facilities when they have no children to take care of them. Or they have children, but there is no time to spend together. It's dangerous to be alone at home, so people enter the facility. We can't communicate with the elderly in person because of the ongoing coronavirus situation. So, how should we communicate with the elderly? In today's world, there are many ways to communicate. For example, using the internet to make video calls is effective. The other day, I made a video call and I talked to my grandmother in the hospital. I couldn't talk to her in person, but we talked about a lot of things. My grandmother looked very happy when she was talking to me. If you can't use the internet, you can communicate by saying hello to your neighbours. Because of the ageing population, it is important to communicate. And as it turns out, there are many ways to do so. By the way, when I was talking to my grandmother on video, she said, "There's a lot of older people around me, and we're talking about lots of things. We are so friendly." When I heard her say that, I felt relieved. But I realized that she was getting older. We cannot stop the low birth rate and the aging population. So I believe that us youth must change our actions to communicate daily so that from this moment forward, we can interact with elderly people. I think that this will lead to a good society in the future, when we ourselves are elderly.